This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, the old car guy himself, Don Jones, will be on board with us momentarily. And Don has brought with him today a very special guest who's going to be talking to us about automotive history and a little bit about his background in Dodge products and lots of cool things. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Ken Zvokal, who's the gentleman behind a new website called Wheeled Planet, is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about new products. Ken is always on the cutting edge of new automotive aftermarket products. I mean, some of this stuff is really cool. Some of it is a little zany, but we always have fun anytime we are joined by Ken's vocal, and we will on most of these Auto World stations coming up in the second hour. Also in the second hour, the marketing manager for a company called ARE will be joining us. So who is ARE? To be honest with you, I honestly don't know a whole lot about ARE, so both you and I are going to find out together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us all across North America. It's toll-free, so feel free at our regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Let's do that one. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Speaking of AutoWorldRadio.com, I have a new updated website. So when you get a chance, check it out. A lot of new content there. We've kind of integrated a lot of my automotive test drive reviews in there, and we're expanding into the social media, something that I have neglected, to be honest. I've had a Facebook page for Auto World, but now we have an Instagram account, we have a Twitter account, and I have a gentleman who is handling this stuff for me. So we're going to be doing lots of cool things with that in the not-too-distant future. Also, in the not-too-distant future, perhaps in this hour of the broadcast, we'll throw out a trivia question and give you a cool prize, free prize. 100% free, 100% cool from the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, who I spoke with last week, and Warren is headed to Las Vegas for a convention, but we'll have Warren on the program with us in the not-too-distant future. Right now, we go to St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is the CEO of the OldCarGuys.com, Mr. Don Jones. Don, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Great. Weather's great here in St. Louis, and just, you know, having the time of my life.
Excellent. And how are things going at theoldcarguys.com? I was talking to some of the folks from J.C. Whitney a little bit earlier today, and they had their annual car show in LaSalle, Illinois. It's a once-a-year event, and this is definitely the time of the year that the car shows are happening. And I know, you know, within the next month or so that you yourself are going to hit the road.
Yes, we're trying to close the deal over at this bar that I've been running for the last 8 months. It seems it gets backed up more and more. And it was scheduled to be done by the 13th, and now they're talking like it'll be done the 26th. So I definitely need to get out to Carlisle, Pennsylvania for the events out there. And it's just things are backing up. I want to get out to Montana and chase down some cars out there. And there's a fellow in Pennsylvania who once introduced me to a fellow that's got an old AMC dealership with a bunch of AMCs sitting in garages. So I'm just really want to get out and start exploring again. So I'm going crazy when it comes to not being able to get on the road.
It only makes sense, absolutely. And I encourage, if anybody out there listening right now is in the market for a classic car, or if you're in search or in need of a certain part, Don has connections all over North America, all over the world, and is connected with a lot of salvage yards and lots of important folks. So if you are one of those folks who are pondering the purchase of a classic vehicle, or if you want to sell a classic vehicle, or if you want something unusual, a fire engine or a military vehicle, Don handles all those things on a daily basis. And as I've said umpteen times in the very long history of this show, it began in 1992, actually been in this exact time slot since 1995, in this exact hour that we're broadcasting in right now. That's when it got locked down in 1995, in this hour. And I don't know of any other guest that I've ever had on that will give out their telephone number. So, Don, why don't you give out your telephone number so that folks can call and talk to you directly?
Sure. It's area code 314-306-7507. And please don't call before 7 o'clock in the morning Central Time. I like to wake up early.
I understand completely. I understand today you've arranged for a very special gentleman to join us here on Auto World. You want to tell us a little bit about this gentleman?
Right. Yeah, he's a fellow that I met about a year or so ago, and over the last year we had conversations with him. And I finally talked him into maybe doing a project with me on some automotive history, and possibly people in events, but also maybe on the history of Dodge and the Mopars. But I'll let him tell you kind of the ideas he's come up with.
Well, that sounds great. Hi, this is Kevin Hall, who is a friend of Don, and he's been an automotive professional for quite some time. I understand, Kevin, you have more than 20 years of experience in the automotive business.
That's correct. I've been at this for 20 years. I've worked at dealerships in the Midwest, South, East Coast, I've seen about every airport there is throughout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the face? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
I'm a
want to thank you very much for being with us here today. My name is Bob Long, along with Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com. And Don has brought along a special guest. The gentleman's name is Kevin Hall. He has a 20-year history of working in automotive businesses. He's worked for dealerships all over the nation. He also is a native of St. Louis, and right now he is, again, deeply involved in his own automotive passion, this time selling Dodge vehicles. That's a little bit different one. Can you tell us a little bit about I just had a little digital disconnect there for a second. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about the dealership that you work at right now?
I do. I'm currently residing at South County Dodge in South Missouri.
Excellent. And you and your wife reside in the greater St. Louis area?
We do. We've been in this area for 3 or 4 years now. Lovely.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm a big fan of FCA, as they're called now, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, but I particularly like the Dodge story, the Dodge brothers, and the whole 100-year history of Dodge, which was celebrated last year, 2014, actually. But love the performance cars, and it's great to see there's still V8 engines available. They're not going to be available forever, but at least for right now, in many Dodge products, in both the Challenger, the two-door, and the Charger, the four-door, the two muscle cars, you can get your choice of multiple different power plants, a 3.6-liter V6, or you can move up to a 5.7-liter Hemi, or you can move up to the SRT variant at 6.4 liters and 485 horsepower, and you can also get that in scat pack form, or you can go full blast to the Hellcat at 707 horsepower. And the great news is, transmission wise you can have your choice of either a manual transmission with the V8s, or you can have in the Challenger, or you can have a wonderful 8-speed automatic transmission. And that 8-speed automatic transmission, that ZF gearbox, is standard in the Charger. But those are just incredible machines and future collectibles, in my opinion, Kevin.
Yeah, I would share that opinion. Those were that's been a great product line for us from the first generation to now.
And I'm sure, you know, before we see the next generation of the Charger and the Challenger, there's probably a few more surprises in store. And speaking of surprises, we've got a great story to tell. And we like to focus from time to time here on Auto World on automotive history. And today we're going to be talking about a company called C.K. Patterson and Sons. Tell us about C.K. Patterson and Sons, Kevin.
I'd love to shed some light on an undertold story. You know, the gist of the story is they were the first African-American automobile manufacturer. And I would like to make a slight correction. That'll be C.R. Patterson and Sons. You know, they started out as a carriage builder like almost every car company did. They got up and rolling. They were able to produce about 150 cars in their time. They competed against Ford, however, which, you know, that was a tough act to follow with their mass production. So due to that, that pushed them out of the car business, but it gave them the opportunity to be in the bus business. And they were able to get chassis from, again, Ford, Dodge, and several other manufacturers.
Well, that's amazing. So this is the first black-owned car company, C.R. Patterson & Sons. As you pointed out, started out as a carriage builder, and this is very common in that era, and then changed to automobiles.
automobiles. If you think the Model T, this is kind of the general style of that vehicle that was produced, the 150 vehicles, were they similar in style to the Model T? Do they have the same kind of look, Kevin?
Almost identical. They are similar in style, similar in technology. It's just they did not have the ability to mass produce on the same level, which is what put them into the bus business. You know, they ran pretty strong until the late 30s, and that basically finished them off, you know, along with a lot of other companies too, the Great Depression, of course.
Of course. And of the 150 of the vehicles that were produced by the C.R. Patterson and Sons Automotive Company, I understand there may not be any examples available anywhere. What's the definitive word on that, do you know?
To our knowledge, there are none available at this time, but maybe that's something that Don can help me work on.
Very good. And of course, you know, when you go back to that era, the early part of the 20th century, there were so many automakers, and they weren't all Detroit-based. They were based in many different areas of the country, and including in Indiana, there were a lot of automotive manufacturers. Where was the C.R. Patterson and Son company based out of?
Ohio.
Ohio. So there's an example of that. There's something we do not see today at all. Absolutely. And when did the company transition into the bus business, and how long did they produce buses?
That transition started in the early 30s, and that ran for about 7 to 8 years, roughly. You know, they did something that a lot of companies hadn't really looked into at the time. They were into networking. So they would actually go to the different school districts and smooth the people and show them their product and try to build the market as opposed to just waiting for the phone to ring.
Wow, that's fascinating. If anybody has a question for Kevin Hall, who is a friend of Don Jones, who's with us as well, the old car guy, we're shining the spotlight on the first black-owned car company, a company called C.R. Patterson and Sons out of Ohio. They began as a carriage builder, building automobiles similar in style to Henry Ford's Model T. Only 150 were made, and as far as we can find out, there are none around right now. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. If there are any questions, we'll field those, and then we're going to move on to some Mopar talk with Kevin Hall, Don Jones, and Bob Long. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including KPAM in Portland, Oregon. Want to say hello to everybody listening there. Want to say hello to everybody listening in Atlanta on WCFO. And want to say hello to Jeff Davis, who runs the show down there. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Hope everything is well with you. And also want to say hello to all of our great stations from coast to coast, from Maine to Florida, from Florida all the way across to New Mexico, up to Washington State, Alaska, Hawaii, Windsor, Ontario, Canada, the mighty AM 800, the information station CKLW, and everybody else in between. We thank you so much. And if you're listening via GCN Live as well, we welcome you from anywhere around the world. Matter of fact, if you would like to call in, we have a special call-in number for those listeners who are dialing in from other parts of the world other than here in North America. Just go on to my website, autoworldradio.com, and you'll see our international callers line, and we'll put you at the head of the list. Matter of fact, as famous radio talk show host Art Bell used to say, we'll put you on the wild card line, so you will go right to the top. And we would definitely love to hear from you, or just shoot us an email, bob at boblongradio.com, bob at autoworldradio.com. Don Jones is with us, and he's brought along a very special friend, Kevin Hall, with more than 20 years in the automotive business, having worked in dealerships in the Midwest, the East Coast, and the South. He has returned back home to St. Louis, Missouri, and he is presently working in a Dodge dealership. He has worked a lot with domestic brands, including a lot of other Mopar stuff, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep. And by the way, for all of our listeners in Atlanta on WCFO, his favorite airport in the entire country is in Atlanta. Kevin, that's a really tough airport. That's your favorite airport.
It is. That's due in part to the variety of places to eat. I'm kind of a food buff as much as I am a car buff.
I see. Yeah, that is one of the busiest airports in the entire world, and no question about it, extraordinarily busy. Well, let's talk, now that we've told folks this fascinating story about the first black-owned car company. I was not aware of it. It's C.R. Patterson and Sons, 150 vehicles produced. It is believed that none are around today. I'd love to see some photographs of these. Do you know much about the family involved? Was it more than how many sons were involved? Do you know much about the actual Patterson family?
Not as much about the family. It's been known. You know, I've done a lot of research looking into some of the descendants, and nobody's really kind of stepped up and taken the mantle to, you know, bring home what the family had in fact achieved. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about something that's very close to your heart, and that's Mopars. And when we think Mopars, of course, we think of the Chrysler branded products, the old Chrysler, what used to be Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, etc. Today, of course, it's under FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, and we've seen the dissolution of the Plymouth brand, but we've seen the addition of the Jeep brand and the addition of the Fiat brand, and for a short while we had the SRT brand, but that has now been kind of melded into primarily the Dodge family of vehicles. For many people, 1968 to 1971 is considered to be the prime years for Mopar. Those were the years for the big 426, original Hemis, I remember when I was in high school, I actually knew a kid in high school, late 70s, early 80s, who bought a Hemi for $3,000, which was a lot of money then. It was a Hemi Cuda. But today, that vehicle would be worth more than $1 million, which is just mind-boggling when you stop and think about it, Kevin.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that investment would pay what it pays now.
Absolutely. You grew up in the 80s, so you didn't read Hot Rod magazine, but you were a great reader of Car and Driver, and all the great folks that worked at Car and Driver, a lot of great friends of mine, the late David E. Davis Jr. and Brock Yates. We had Brock's son on the program last weekend, Jean Jennings, before she went over, Jean Lindemood was her name prior to becoming Jean Jennings. She was David E.'s protege and, of course, went on to start Automobile Magazine with him, Don Sherman, Chubba Chetta, just an amazing crew of people, Car and Driver. And then, of course, Motor Trend, where I was very fortunate and quite blessed to work for a number of years, starting as their radio news person in 1999 and then becoming their radio host and writer and blogger and streaming television host beginning in 2000, 2001, and I was there all the way to 2010, and boy, do I miss those days, let me tell you. Since you grew up in the 80s, it was a different time. It wasn't the big block high performance. It was a new type of performance. I remember when they brought the Mustang GT back in 1982, it was the big news, and it was 157 horsepower from the 5-liter 302 V8. I mean, today that same 5-liter 302 V8 puts about 440 plus horsepower out. It just shows where computing technology has come. But back in those days, of the 80s and early 90s, some of the hot vehicles that I know that you were fond of included the Viper and the Dodge Stealth, which of course was based on a Mitsubishi, which was called the Mitsubishi 3000 GT. And that was quite a complex vehicle, had a lot of features to it. No question about that, Kevin.
Yeah, they were amazing vehicles, and it was an amazing time. And then, obviously, don't forget the Dodge Daytonas of those days, because they were pushing comparable horsepower to the Mustang GTs. They were in the 142 range with just a 2-liter four-cylinder.
Yeah, very true. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the Daytonas, and then I just want to go back and touch on the Stealth and the Laser and Eclipse, but I know that you've owned two Daytonas, and a couple of friends I had back in Massachusetts, my good friend Kevin Convery, radio friend and good friend, and another friend, Gina Marie DeSimone, both of them friends of mine, owned Daytonas. This was a front-drive sports car with a turbocharged engine, 142 horsepower. And as you say, the Mustang wasn't making that much more. My daughter Lucy is joining us here in the studio. You have a surprise for me and for all of the radio listening audience. Who is that? Is that baby Anna?
That's Anya.
Anya. Is that from the movie Frozen?
No. It's from the Toys R Toys.
From Toys R Toys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow.
And Anya.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's great. Thank you for coming up to the radio studio and showing me.
I know it, Althea.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Well,
we'll take a pit stop, and I'll check out my daughter's stuff, and then we'll continue with Kevin and Don as Auto World continues on great stations across North America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We have Don Jones, has brought along a very special friend, Don Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys. He's with us as well, but we're talking with Kevin Hall with more than 20 years in the automotive business. He just told us the story of the first black-owned car company, and now we're talking Mopars and going back into the 80s with the Daytona being the first U.S.-made front-drive sports car with a turbocharged engine, 142 horsepower, and back then, the 0 to 60 times were pretty close to some much more expensive vehicles, such as the 300 ZX Turbo, as well as the 944 from Porsche.
Yeah, that's totally accurate there. The only drawback to this Daytona was the high cost issue and the fact that it had a great deal of torque here.
Yeah, it took them a long time to tame the torque steer. There was a time when the car manufacturers really thought that there would be no way to have more than 200 horsepower in a front drive vehicle. Now today, due to modern electronics, we have a few vehicles with it in excess of 300 horsepower, but it takes a lot of trickery, a lot of electronics to do so. Production,
you know,
for the Daytona.
You're absolutely right with that. The last model of the Daytona, which was the IROC edition, they gave it a good try. It was Lotus tuned suspension, so you may be dealing with torque there, but you were glued to the ground like you're on rails, you know what I mean?
Very good. The Lotus people are always been world famous for not only their sports cars, but for great suspension tuning. And 88 and 89 were the best sales years for the Daytona, and I remember that car very, very fondly, as I do. Of course, the Viper, you know, folks love the early Vipers. It was a throwback to the kind of bare-bones Cobra vehicle. Carroll Shelby had his And in that vehicle, Lee Iacocca at this time was the head of the Chrysler Corporation, and Bob Lutz also played a role with that. But the Mitsubishi connection, we touched on the Stealth and the 3000 GT. My favorite, and it's probably one of the longest names of any. Well, nowadays, there are equally as long, but for its time, it was a very long car name, Kevin. The Mitsubishi 3000 GT VR4, that was a car with a twin-turbo V6 engine, and it had all-wheel drive, and it had all-wheel steering. And so those same attributes carried over into the Dodge Stealth. And on the smaller scale, the Blazer and the Mitsubishi Eclipse. This was also a joint venture with Mitsubishi back then. The folks at Chrysler Mopar were doing lots of stuff with Mitsubishi. And how are things today, Kevin, in the sales realm at your Dodge dealership? How are things going?
They're unbelievable. It's probably the best time ever to be involved with Dodge. The product line is outstanding right now.
What's selling well? Is the Durango doing well?
The Durango's holding its own. You've got the Charger and the Challenger, which are perfect throwbacks. And in our dealership, we're blessed enough to also have Jeep, which gives us access to the Grand Cherokee and the Wrangler, which is wildly popular.
Oh, of course. And in recent times, of course, we've had the addition of the four-door Wrangler, the Unlimited model, which has really opened up additional sales. And we've got the new Jeep Renegade. The small Jeep has done quite well. And the Jeep Cherokee has surprised a lot of folks. And the Grand Cherokee is the most awarded sport utility vehicle in history and actually shares its underpinnings with the brand new Maserati. Sport utility vehicle, the Levante, I think it's called. You can tell that to folks who are coming in looking at Grand Cherokees that they're using that same platform on the Maserati. So it shows what great bones the vehicle has. It's a great time to be in the car market. And again, if you love the muscle cars, I love some of the commercials that Dodge has done, you know, paying tribute to the Dodge brothers. I mean, they were kind of rebels, and they were kind of guys that liked to have fun, and certainly the Charger and the Challenger are great examples of modern-day vehicles that those Dodge brothers, if they were around today, and they died quite young, and in one case, rather tragically, they would be quite proud of the brand.
I think you're absolutely right there. They're fabulous products right now.
And then, of course, from Jeep, just to give folks just a look down the road, crystal ball-wise, been rumored for a long time, but I can pretty much tell you off the record here, you know, it's not going to be confirmed for quite some time, but we are going to see a Trail Hawk. We already have a Trail Hawk version of both the Cherokee and the Grand Cherokee, but we're going to have a special Hellcat powered Grand Cherokee, and I'm trying to remember what it's called.
That has been the rumor. I wouldn't want to confirm or deny that, though.
Yeah, it's going to happen. There's no doubt. And the other one that's going to happen is there will be a small truck-like vehicle from Jeep, and there also will be perhaps the return of the Jeep Wagoneer. Those are all rumors, certainly not confirmed by the company, but educated guess on the part of yours truly, who kind of spends his life wrapped around this stuff. Well, Kevin,
those would be good guesses. Those would be very good guesses.
Excellent. Well, for all of our listeners in the St. Louis area, we have a great station in Sedalia, Missouri. And, of course, we have thousands of online listeners. If somebody would like to come to your dealership in the greater St. Louis area, feel free and, give out the name and website, telephone, whatever you would like.
Yes, I'd love for anybody to contact me at 314-536-1679. We're located at 7127 South Lindbergh, St. Louis, Missouri.
Excellent. Fantastic. And Don, I really want to thank you very much for introducing Kevin to the Auto World listening audience. Fascinating gentleman. And I had no idea about the C.R. Patterson and Sons company. This is the first black-owned car company, only 150 produced, and none are around. You got to look around, see if you can find maybe at least a part or something.
Buses, but what Kevin did say was that this Mr. Patterson was born a slave, and his family escaped slavery in Virginia to get up into Ohio and created the buggy company that launched the manufacturing of a car business. And at times when they weren't so great in America for black entrepreneur. So
no,
he's really doing something in his time.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a story that needs to be told, and I'm sure there are many other stories about great black Americans involved with the car companies. Yep. I think of my...
Yeah, Kevin and I are going to spend some time doing some research, and I'll probably write it up for him. And maybe when we launch here in St. Louis, maybe we'll have him as a speaker on a new project that we might be doing in the future.
That sounds like an outstanding plan. In the meantime, remind folks about all the stuff that they can find simply by logging on to theoldcarguys.com.
Well, you were talking about what's the weirdest thing you ever sold, but this isn't the weirdest, but it's getting up there. We now have a early 1950 12-cylinder American LaFrance fire truck engine for sale. It's in running condition. Very, very rare engine. The guy's asking $4,500 for it. But, if you need a fire truck engine, you got to pay what you got to pay.
And a 12-cylinder one, indeed. It sounds like a bargain.
Yeah, 900. I'm not sure if it's the big one, 915 cubic inches, or the little junior V12s at around 527 cubic inches.
Wow,
but
that is amazing.
1,000 pounds.
Well, thank you, Don, and thank you, Kevin. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm on the road.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-910.